heel off the ground. In the same rhythm. One, two. One, two. As we do this, I'm going to ask you to inhale for two breaths, or two steps. Then exhale for two steps. So it would be like this. Inhale two and exhale two. So it's... And then exhale two. Standing in place, walking in place. Inhale two, exhale two. Okay, stop for a moment. This is how you get much more from a walk, by doing progressive inhalations, breathing to a count. Inhale for two steps and exhale for two steps. Then inhale for three steps, exhale for three steps, inhale for four steps, and so on. Now I've gone, with much practice, I can walk, go for a walk, and inhale for 20 steps and exhale for 20. But that takes a lot of practice. Just experience this. Notice when you get up to about six steps to an inhale and exhale, you don't want to inhale too quickly or you'll get stuck. You'll inhale all your air and you'll be stuck. So you have to control the amount of air that comes in and goes out with your throat. So breathe slower as you breathe deeper. You can get so much deeper benefits from a walk by once in a while doing this breathing to a count. When I go for a walk, I work up to 20 because that's what I've developed, and then back down, 19, 18, 17. If you go for a short walk, you can do it by twos. Whenever I go to a parking lot of a major, like a shopping center, movie theater, I always immediately go for the furthest parking space away. That way I can walk every day. You don't have to necessarily say, I'm going to go for a walk. Walking to the shopping mall, wherever, whenever you walk, doing this exercise can expand your lung capacity. You literally breathe easier. And one of the keys to long life is your vital capacity, how deeply you can breathe. My lung capacity is quite good from doing this exercise. You can do it walking on level ground, on a stationary bike. You can do it on a little rebounder, those little trampolines, which I recommend. They're very, very good, these small trampolines. You can do this many, many different... I taught a quadriplegic this exercise. He did it to a metronome. With tears in his eyes, he told me that it helped him more than all the fancy yogic breathing exercises he'd ever learned. Breathing to a count. Very, very useful. Go for walks. Has a great deal to do with energizing your body. Now, I want to tell you one other practical thing you can do, because a peaceful warrior's approach to life is not about some Spartan marine discipline. It's something accessible to us all. It's practical. We can integrate it in daily life. From the time you start standing up when you're a toddler, did you know that you lost at least a quarter of an inch of height as soon as you stood up? Yeah, babies do when they're measured before and after they start. Because when you stand up, gravity begins its compression of your vertebral column, your hips, everywhere else. Gravity pushes down constantly until we go to bed at night and finally lie horizontally. Gravity is constantly pushing our bodies, and when we get older, if we don't exercise, we can get osteoporosis and we start losing the battle, so to speak, with gravity. We compress. Older people are rarely taller. They tend to get shorter. How would you like to know a simple, practical, powerful way to change gravity from a compressing force to an extending, stretching, elasticizing, elongating, balancing force, opening the whole body? One magical thing you can do. In fact, it'll give you the equivalent of 15 minutes of body work, of massage, in about 20 to 30 seconds. Would you be interested in knowing this? Well, then I will tell you. You go to a local sporting goods store and you buy one of those bars that you can screw into your doorway. And every day in the morning and maybe evening, or when you pass through the doorway, you hang from it. Now, yes, there are fancy gravity boots and things you can hang upside down. That's very good for some people, not good for others. But anybody can hang. Even if you think, I'm not strong enough to hold my body weight, you can partially support yourself by your feet until your grip gets stronger and you can finally just hang. You bend your knees, you hang from the doorway. I do this every day. You know how many of us are reading or watching TV before we go to bed, and then we kind of go, oh, time to go to bed. We feel all crooked and kind of our back sore. Before I go to bed, I stretch. I hang from a bar. I completely feel my spine opening up, the hip joints opening up, the shoulders opening up. And my body was twisted or turned, it gets straightened out. A few other stretches, then go to bed. When I get up in the morning, anytime I pass through the doorway, there are things babies do that we don't do. It's natural. Babies love to jump up and down. That's why I recommend the little trampolines. I have a big trampoline in my house too. But jumping up and down is a natural thing. They've done studies of osteoporosis and hip problems. I just heard it on the radio the other day. People who just jump up and down a little bit, like that, jumping rope or just jumping, even a few times a day, helps alleviate osteoporotic conditions, strengthens the bones, and so on. Jumping is natural. Hanging. Little kids love to hang. They'll grab on your arm, right? And they like you to swing them. Adults, when's the last time you swang from anything? Every day. This is simple. Costs about $15 or $20. Makes major difference in your life. These are the keys, the things we can integrate into our daily life. Now, we were talking about reclaiming the will. Most of us know it's good for us, but many of us don't do conscious exercise every day. Well, if you don't, and you'd like to, I'm going to give you a trick to reclaiming your will and doing this every day. First thing you do when you get up in the morning, people ask me if I exercise. Yeah, well, now that I'm over 50 years old, I get up and run to the bathroom. I run every day. But every day when you get up, if you don't do any exercise right now, daily exercise, do one jumping jack and then go about your day. And the next day you get up, do one jumping jack, go about your day. The third day, do the same thing. After 30 days, if someone comes up to you and says, by the way, do you exercise regularly? You can say, yes, I do, every single day, religiously. Now, you may be thinking, come on, Dan, that's not a training effect. You're not going to get more fit doing that. You're not going to get your aerobic points and so on. But you know what? It's significant. It's a huge step if you will do this. Because one, you've got your foot in the door. You set aside a certain amount of time every day, albeit small, to exercise. And you know, after the second month, you might feel like doing two jumping jacks. The third month, you might feel like walking around the block. You might even decide to learn the Peaceful Warrior Workout, which is a videotape that comes with the Nightingale Conant Path to Everyday Enlightenment program. It's a system of movement, deep breathing, movement, and flowing tension release that can be done in less than 4 minutes a day. Does anybody here not have 3.5 minutes to exercise? It's almost excuse-proof. Major benefits. I've done it every single day for the last 14 years since its inception. Makes a huge difference. A little bit of something is better than a lot of nothing. Keep this principle in mind. Start small. Start small. Makes a big difference in the long run. Doorway bar, walking every day, walking and breathing. Practical ways to energize your body. And with that, we close the third gateway, energize your body.